The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Are we rolling, Doug?
We are rolling.
Listen, so this will be rolling, the rolling, second rolling. Time we record this. I don't know if you guys realize this or not, but that entire bit we recorded last on Monday, where we were talking about the winners, Doug forgot to record.
Oh, that's right.
It's the first time there was
the record
more.
Button and. He gets his new toy
and already fucking shit up.
No.
Listen, this I will say this. This is the first time there's ever been a mistake, right?
Well, not true. I missed a recording with Adam's sparkly taint.
Oh, the original.
At the very beginning. The original sparkly taint did not make it.
That's one to revisit.
God, that was over the top, dude. Yeah,
That was over the top. That was your first taste. I think that was Adam's first taste. Of the podcast flow, and your mouth just goes.
I can say crazy shit, skillaboo.
But you know what I learned from that? That you can't recreate it. Like once you say it, it's out.
It's all over.
We tried.
We do have the original recording though, with the video.
We'll sell that one day on eBay. Yeah.
Maybe we'll put it on the YouTube channel.
You want to put that on YouTube?
Yes,
or on the forum.
That's raw, dude. That's some raw material.
Probably the forum. Because you know what? Because
I don't know if they're ready for us.
I know the forum won't be offended.
YouTube land yet.
Let's do the forum.
We haven't even broken in there yet.
I've already got it.
Let's
put it into the forum.
Okay, we'll go drive with the forum.
There's
some love to our forum people. Mwah! We love you guys. A little old school first. Back when we were doing the living room. That was before Doug's house.
That was in your living room.
That was when I used to wear glasses and shit.
Was Capersa with us?
I should probably research this on the computer.
Craig was with us, and we were drinking Jack and Coke.
Did we?
We were drinking Jack and Coke.
Wow.
Had a bit of the nerves. Yeah.
So just to let everybody know, every Monday we record the winners for the iTunes review, and Justin had called for 20 reviews
last
week.
This is the contest between...
Nailed it!
This is the contest, and we actually got 21 up until Monday.
Well, so he lost.
No, he called for 20.
Exactly. He got 21.
Here we go,
you can't hit the number.
No, this is like
blackjack.
It's like cribbage. Yeah. You got to hit it right on, bro.
So what we're going to do is we're going to give out the t-shirts that were supposed to be announced on Tuesday.
Okay.
Now, for everybody who did a review after Monday, you're going to be in the running for this coming week. So you haven't lost out. If your name's not called and your review came up on, say, Tuesday, you're still in the running. And next week, I intend to push the record button.
Okay.
All right.
That's the plan
anyway.
Thank you,
Doug. Sweet. All right.
So here are the winners. We have 5 t-shirts going out. We got Shriek, SSJSJSJS.
Before you go on, I want to interrupt you because I think you should... I don't know, Doug. You screwed up. So I think you should do like how the lottery does it. When people don't win, they have to add the money onto it. So now you should have to
double down.
You should have to give more shirts away, dude.
Ooh, well, you already only selected 5.
I've only written 5 down, Adam. What do you want me to do?
No. I mean, on the next one.
Oh, next week. Okay, next week.
Because you messed up and nobody won, and the money goes into the pot, and now the lotto's up to 2.9 million.
We'll give away extra shirts.
We'll give extra shirts.
There you go.
Next week.
Got your back, you guys.
All right. Next up is Metal Bag, Bree Hicks 5, YJoeB0513, and we got B Victorious Fit. All of you are winners.
How do they get their shirts, Doug?
To iTunes at mindpumpmedia.com. Include your iTunes name. That's the name I just read off. So include that in with your email, your shirt size, and your shipping address.
Beautiful.
And a picture avatar. Of your mom.
Did anybody leave a comment saying that they did it for Justin? Because I feel like some of them listen to my episodes late.
You know, I didn't see that. I think they all did it for Justin.
You're just jealous. It's my people.
Do it for Justin.
We did lose.
It's the glorious
people that come through for me because you're awesome.
If you want to pump your body and expand your mind, there's only one place to go. Mind Pump. Mind Pump. With your hosts, Sal DiStefano, Adam Schaefer, and Justin Andrews.
Test. Hey, I want to check something out here. just testing my levels, because here's the problem I have all the time is I'm turning it on and off for myself so I don't get all that background
Doug, I want
noise.
You to fucking hit record, because this is a great way to open a show.
Okay.
It's them hearing you try to fix your mic.
Guys. I am fixing it, but now listen to this.
I'm now silent.
I'm now live.
Did you just buy a little switch?
I bought a switch. Hey,
did you see his face?
Bro, guys.
Hold on, are you recording this?
I'm recording it.
Hey, this is money.
Did you see his face?
Yeah, yeah.
Whenever he gets a new toy that has to do with any of our producers.
Fucking loves toys.
Remember when we decided to start our first like seminar where we got the portable stuff?
Yeah, he was
so excited to open it and show us. So, I have no idea what the fuck it is. Yeah. I have no idea what any of those buttons do, dude.
It's all right, dude. It's like a kid in a candy store.
You know, it reminds me of, when you're a kid and you watch like Star Trek or spaceship movies and they're looking in front of a screen, you know, and they're talking like, well, we see this going on with the whatever. And it's like 80 million buttons. That's what it looks like. Like, I don't know what they do. Hit them all at the same time.
Guys, watch this.
So Doug basically bought what's that thing called?
I don't know. It's an on-off switch.
Okay,
for my
mic. So it's a switch for his mic, so it's really easy for him to turn it on and off. But when he touched it the first time, it's like he touched a clitoris.
Yes, it was
the
very
look
exciting.
On his face. Yeah, the look on he like touched it. He like his eyes rolled back a little bit. Can you guys hear that now?
Yeah. You know, I get this from my dad though. He loves electronics.
Oh, does he?
Yeah. I mean, my dad's 85 years old, and he's got himself a new Mac computer and all these other things, and he's totally into it.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So he's never been afraid to tackle new things with electronics, and he loves
that's rare
that
by the way.
Yeah, no, 85
old people do not do well with technology. No. Typically,
well, you show an old guy porn. I mean,
well, that'll strike some new
internet
energy.
Usage goes through the roof. Yeah.
I can do this.
Well,
this
you are the expert
thing?
When it comes to advanced age training.
Why don't all these girls have hair on their vaginas?
is this a new thing?
This is different than I remember.
You guys know I called that way.
I
call that way back in the last episode? You know that's going to come back around, don't you? Like the 70s
the
bush.
Fur. Yeah, it's coming.
It'll come.
I'm down.
Winter is coming.
You're down?
Yeah, I'm down.
But you like fur?
I'm kind of into the trend there right now.
I'm glad that I don't have any more in my teeth. You know what I mean?
Here's the thing.
There are some girls that doubled down already and did the whole electrolysis thing.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Listen, it's just primal. You know what I'm saying? Mm. You're like an animal. You know why hair exists down there in the first place, right?
Tell us.
Yeah, it was silent for like 2 seconds. Everybody was like, huh?
Like, do we have to be scientific about this or ridiculous?
Because this is no joke. The hair. Okay, so hair. We have hairy spots.
Makes it
in our
harder
body.
For the crabs to get through. Like
exactly. No.
Yeah.
We have hairy spots like our armpits and our pubes because it collects. We produce lots of pheromones in that hair, and so the smell. I'm not joking. The smell attracts potential mates. So the reason why you have hairy nuts. Is because the smell.
God, you made this so unsexy.
I know. I ruined
Damn
everything.
It.
You did.
I nerded it out and then made it gross.
Inverted boner.
Exactly. And then it makes it even worse that you would want to encourage that to come back.
Your smell is
the hair?
Attracting me.
Yeah.
There's nothing wrong with the hair. It's all good. It's a
nice little fur pillow.
That won't stop me.
Dude, you guys know what today is?
Today is
yes,
a special day.
Today is the day of the 300.
This is our 300th episode of Mind Pump.
Holy shit!
We need a green screen and like you know crazy like you know spears and stuff. And
we can do that.
8-pack abs,
or not? We could just do what we'd always do, which
Fine.
Is you know nothing. Yeah. I want to say this. So right now on our forum, in celebration of our 300th episode, which by the way, let's be honest. None of us in this room were going to make a big deal about it. In fact, I don't even think we even registered that it was the 300th episode.
Yeah.
What happened was on the forum, one of our forum members, I believe it was Jessica, she posted a picture of herself in one of our shirts and said, you know, hey, celebrate the boys' 300th episode. And then it kind of blew up and everybody on the forum now is posting pictures of themselves, you know, wearing our gears, giving us support, talking about, you know, some of all the stuff that they've gotten out of Mind Pump. They're doing it on social media. And I got to say something, man. Now, I don't want to get you know ruin the funny you know mood that we're in right now, but you know moving along into this industry as tenaciously and as hard headed as I've been for I don't know 19 years, there's a lot of sacrifices that I've made, and I know that you guys have made.
Mm-hmm.
I've lost very close relationships because of my tenacity, because I believe in what I believe in, and because nothing will move me off that path. And I've had to make a lot of sacrifices monetarily. I've had to make a lot of time sacrifices. And I've had to make a lot of decisions that later on, you know, you start to question because you know, am I on the right path? And I know a lot of people listening right now can probably relate. And this isn't true for anybody, but for some of us, we just feel like this is what I was meant to do. And I've always felt that. And seeing what's happening now with Mind Pump and seeing the impact that it's having on people, and some of the impact it's having on the industry, to me has been emotional is not even the right word. It's almost surreal, because although I believed in it full, you know, 100%, and I believed in myself 100%, my attitude has always been, I'm either right or I'm wrong. Either way, I'm not stopping. Mm-hmm. It's win or die. That's been my attitude. And I'm not encouraging that attitude with all you guys listening right now, because I don't want people to go out and, you know, make decisions and then end up destroying themselves in the process. But that's just, I can only speak for myself. And I never met anybody else with that attitude until I met you handsome fellows. Mm. And isn't it fucking great to see?
Oh, yeah.
Do you guys get that similar feeling? Like, fuck. Like, I knew it.
Supercharged.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. It's just, it's what we've been kind of seeking after, and we didn't even realize that, you know, there was people with the same mentality out there that, you know, you could connect with on that level. And I think that, you know, some of our fans really feel the same way, and they want to express that same, you know, feeling. Like, they want to have things that are authentic, and they want to believe in the process, you know, and do things the right way, and you know, just cut out all the bullshit. And you know, for us, it's just simply about having integrity and just working our ass off. And yeah, you know, like, you can, this is a great thing that's happening, and it's totally, like, yeah, it energizes me every day to open the forum and to read people's comments, and just to be in here with you guys and learn from you guys too. And yeah, man, it's exciting stuff. And 300 episodes, it's crazy.
And they flew by.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It has flown by.
Something that we did different, and I feel like, and I don't know if you guys went through this, but I felt like, just like anything else I've ever done before too, whenever you tell people, like, oh, what you're doing, you know, this business that I'm building,
oh,
or this,
fuck.
Everybody has their opinion.
I hate explaining it.
Oh, and everybody has their fucking opinion on how you should do it. You know, yeah, what I'm saying? Like, oh, you need to do this, or, you know, okay, so you're starting this business, so what's your niche market?
You
know,
need to start by hammering them with testimonials.
Yes, right. Yeah. And what's your demographic are you going after? This, and they all ask the same questions.
Everybody becomes an expert.
Yeah, everybody becomes an expert in this thing you're doing, and it's just like, no, that's not. We have a mission that we're trying to accomplish, and what we're trying to do, and we're trying to change an industry. So, you know, you're trying to put me back in a box by asking me how I fit back in that industry. Like, mm-hmm. That doesn't work. You know, like,
it doesn't.
You don't get it, and you won't get it if you don't listen.
Here's what I experienced from that. Like, in my family, so I'm the oldest of four kids, and in my family, I've always kind of been the rock. For my extended family too, I've always been the one that, you know, if
did
something
you have
goes
the people's elbow.
Yeah, the rock, just like that. Can you smell it?
Yeah.
No, it's, you know, if something goes wrong, if someone needs something, you know, I'll be the one that's there. If someone has a question, Sal will be there. And I've always been the motivator, and I've always motivated, you know, my siblings and cousins and friends, and, you know, stick to it, work hard, you will succeed. Meanwhile, I'm busting my ass, and I'm not necessarily demonstrating that type of success, but I believe in it, and I'm working hard towards it. And so every time I tell them I'm trying something or I'm doing something new, you know, I would feel like, fuck, you know, I want them to believe in hard work and tenacity and in passion. But I don't want them to use necessarily me as their example, because I have yet to demonstrate or to show those results,
mm-hmm.
you know, that I so believe in. Yeah. And it's finally starting to happen. It's finally starting to spread and reach other people. Let me tell you,
it takes a long time to build a proper business.
You have, you know, everybody knows, work hard, stick to it, grind it out. You're going to see eventually it'll pay off. You know, it's going to be hard times at first. And everybody knows that. But until you experience it, you actually don't, because it's way harder than you think.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot harder than you think. It's not like I busted my ass for 6 months and then boom, or you know, things were kind of tough for a little while and things started doing well. No, it's like you're going to question yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You are going to, it's going to shake you at your foundation. It's going to make you question not only yourself, but your core beliefs in things like hard work, tenacity, integrity. You know, I'm looking at people around me who, especially when the housing boom happened, who you know, a lot of these guys worked for me. And they were, at the best, you know, C and B players, good guys, but they weren't like these exceptional, you know, champions of industry. And a lot of them didn't have the best integrity. That's all I'm going to put it out. I'm just going to say that right there. I don't want to, you know, roll anybody. But, and I would look at that and I'd say, you know, I'd be like, okay, well, that can't be me. I don't have the ability to, you know, roll through a business without really believing in what I'm doing and without being totally honest. I just can't do it. Just, it's not part of who I am. It's not part of my belief system. Meanwhile, these motherfuckers are making millions of dollars, buying homes, providing for their families, doing all this awesome stuff. And I'm sticking to my belief and sticking to my beliefs. And to see now that it's, you know, it's really, it looks like it's starting to work, that, you know, our message is starting to spread and we're making an impact on a lot of people. It just, it's, you start to feel vindicated. You know what I'm saying? But before you get there, man, you're going to get tested. You know, so all you guys listening right now who you're working hard at something, it's going to test you in ways that I can't even explain.
Lane Norton said it really well. And I think I've said this before on the podcast. He said this one time and it stuck with me forever, is that, you know, success is the battle of attrition. And it really is, man. It's really that ability to, because it's going to test that. You know, you think you could prepare for it. And let me tell you, every time I've ever started something, I'm like, okay, I'm going to sock away this much money. This is going to help pay bills while I'm doing this. And if I need a little bit here, this. And it does not matter. Like, there's always things that come out that didn't, you would have never predicted. And it never pans out the way you thought. It's always a little bit longer or a lot longer than what you expected. And, you know, it's the battle of attrition. Can you still keep plugging away when it just, the light at the end of the tunnel keeps getting further away? You know, a lot of people don't have that. They decide they're going to set off towards a goal. And if they're not getting closer to the goal every day, they throw in the towel. And in reality, like building anything is not like that. You know, a lot of times, you know, you have these little successes along the way and you celebrate and you're excited, but then you have these huge setbacks too. And it's like, you got to be, it's just like, to me, the parallels in building a business is very similar to building a physique. I feel like
it's 100. It's the same.
Yeah. I feel like they're so similar, and it's why I have such a passion for both of them. You know, I love to do that because, you know, you have to learn to appreciate the failures too. Like, you know, I was talking to someone the other day about working out, and, you know, she was really all stressed. She was stressed out, and like, she kind of went off on this, like, you know, I've been doing this and these were my goals and I wanted this. And I figured if I hired Adam and I did everything he said to a T, I would look a certain way by this. And then she was kind of going on and on and on. Right. And I let her finish. And then I said, you know, have you ever said that out loud before? And she kind of chuckled and she goes, no. And I said, well, listen to everything you just said. There's nothing wrong with your programming. There's nothing wrong with your ability, but you're battling yourself mentally right now. If this is something for you, you know, what I provide you and what I tell you is not like you have to follow this to a T. Right now, you're following everything strict to learn how your body responds to everything. But that doesn't mean you got to make these sacrifices where you don't ever get to hang out with your friends anymore and go drink, or you don't get to go celebrate this. You don't see me do that. I get to do all these things, but there is a balance to that and understanding that. And it's a journey, and you most certainly can make those decisions along your journey too. Just understand that, you know, that prolongs whatever it is that you're trying to do aesthetically right now, and that's okay. But you got to learn to accept that. The problem is this industry is giving everybody these 30, 60 day, you know, visions of transformations, and so everybody thinks that, like, oh, okay, he did that in 30 days.
This is why the industry, the fitness industry, I can say with 100% confidence, is a complete failure. If the goal of the fitness industry is to improve upon the fitness and health of Americans or people who enter it in terms of, you know, buying their products or listening to their advice or whatever, the fitness industry has been a complete and utter failure, absolute failure. Obesity epidemic exploded right. It exploded right alongside the fitness industry.
Right? Isn't that funny?
Which tells me that the fitness industry's growth was fueled by the obesity epidemic. Mm-hmm. It was not a solution to the obesity epidemic. It was people seeking a solution and then not being able to find it.
God, that's such a great point. That's exactly what it's marketing to that. Realizing, like, oh my God, look, obesity's going up. I got an idea. We'll create all these quick fix ideas
for all these
fat people on how they can save their life if they take this pill or do this.
Yeah. It has not been a solution. Obesity has not been solved. Diabetes hasn't been solved. Heart disease hasn't been solved. The fitness industry has provided zero solutions. Of course, there's voices out there in the industry that are giving good information, right information, but they're not the majority. They're not the loud voices. They're not the ones that are you know, putting out the information everybody's listening to. So it's been an absolute failure. So when I see some of the messages that we're getting, like one of our forum members, her name is, I want to give her a shout out. Her name is Kirsten. I'm not going to give her last name out because I don't know if she's comfortable with that. But Kirsten contacted us a while ago. She'd been following Mind Pump for a long time. And she contacted us through private message about her struggles with fitness, how we're motivating her and helping her, and, you know, struggles with nutrition. And it's been a hard struggle for her, like it is for anybody in that situation. Luckily, she trusted us enough to take our advice. And through this process, she's learning how to make fitness and health really a part of her life, or it is her life now. And I don't mean by it's her life like she's obsessed with it. But what I mean is, for fitness to be successful, it has to become a part of your life. Right. And so because...
You have to enjoy it.
You have to enjoy it. You have to understand it. And because of that, because she's kind of, you know, really trusted us, because what do we tell her? There's no quick fixes. Give yourself 6 months of no weight loss. Let's just get you to, you know, speed up, you know, build up your metabolism. Try, you know, focus on strength training, where everybody else is telling you to do tons of cardio and diet super hard. Mm-hmm. You know, don't diet super hard. Don't worry about that. Let's look at your health for now. And now her body's changing. She's feeling better physically, but even more than that, she's transforming, you know, her relationship to food, her relationship to her body. Mm-hmm. She's loving herself, not hating herself. I mean, how many people lose weight and hate themselves through the process? And so when I see stuff like that, man, that makes me so happy and so excited for what we're doing, because I feel like this is the industry that I want to see. I want to see it have answers.
Well, I had just one thing when you were talking about the industry and you know, how they were trying to promote like solutions to every one of these things. Like, I heard this quote. It was I believe it was Albert Einstein was talking about, you know, if they were to give him like if he was to work on a problem for an hour, he would spend 55 minutes on the problem, and then, you know, that last 5 minutes on the solution.
Mm.
So it's kind of the opposite, that we're all about the solution, but we have to address the problem. We have to address the problem and what's going on, and like, you know, whether that's movement, whether that's activity, whether that's, you know,
well, that's mental.
Improper eating, it's mental. It's, I mean, we have to get back to the root. And we have to get back to the root, and that way we grow in the way that's intended, you know, that's going to best fit us.
Well, our attitude from the very beginning, before Mind Pump, we all had the same attitude. It was, I'm going to do this the way I believe it needs to be done, and I will either succeed or I'll die trying. Like, I have no problem, you know, dying a complete failure, but I'm going down in a blaze of fucking glory with my middle finger in the air to everybody who I think could suck my dick, because I'm going to do it the right way, and I'm going to give out a message that I truly believe in. And thankfully, you know, that message is, it's resonating. And I want to give a huge shout out to our listeners, because you guys are inundated with bullshit. Here we are telling you there's no quick fixes. Here we are telling you, we have a nutrition guide, for example. Doesn't tell you what to eat. It kind of helps you figure it out for yourself. Here we are telling people it's a long process. This is a process of learning your body and listening to your body. And it takes a lot of courage, because on the other hand, you have, hey, take our pill or follow this meal plan or do this and you will lose 20 pounds in 30 days and you will look the way you want in a very short period of time. And look at this picture of this so-and-so who in 30 days made this amazing transformation. Like, that is extremely alluring. That is very difficult to say no to. And then the other side, you're presented with the long, hard road, which is what we're doing. We're just trying to provide information and really explain to people so they get it. But luckily, our audience has trusted us enough, and I want to commend you guys for that, because this movement is growing not because of us, but it's growing because of you guys.
Did you see what's going on right now with Biggest Loser?
I did. They're getting a lawsuit. I don't know if you guys saw it. Did you
They're getting lawsuits.
No,
bro.
I haven't seen that.
So one of the contestants is suing, and this is right along the lines of what we're talking about, suing the Biggest Loser, and I'm going to read some quotes that she wrote in here. She told TMZ that the producers dehydrated them. They told them not to drink water for 48 hours before weighing in. Mm. They'd eat 800 calories a day, and they would actually work out 8 hours a day.
Damn.
Dude. She said she vomited.
I used to say it was 3 to 4. I didn't know it was 8.
She said she vomited every single day, and they,
oh my God,
and they didn't see any issues with that. Now, this is why I've always hated The Biggest Loser, because as a trainer, as a fitness professional watching this show, I know what they're doing to these people. And I can see even the training.
America's toughest trainer. God, that used to irritate me.
It's like it's again. This is a fucking example of how the industry is just ruining what they're supposed to be promoting. I mean, 800 calories a day, exercising for 8 hours a day. Yeah, you're gonna fucking lose weight. Why don't you just lock them up in a jail cell and starve them and make them work for I mean, it's really not that different. I mean, yeah. Of course they entered it voluntarily.
Yeah.
But that is some.
That's crazy, man.
That is some crazy shit.
Well, and we had to think it was coming. And now I watched this show since it started, and I didn't stop watching till about probably the third or fourth season. And the reason why is because in each season, I think I had like a little bit of faith, like, oh, maybe it's gonna get a little bit better than that, or oh, maybe they're not gonna keep going this direction.
Yeah.
And then finally, by third or fourth season, I'm like, oh, it's already ruined. But the very first season wasn't that bad because it was so new. Nobody knew it was about, what I'm saying? They're just coming in here, and then there was like this competitive spirit to try and lose as much. The weight loss was way more realistic compared to all the shows after, because after that, it became about the money, and if it became about winning, and then all the trainers, everyone would manipulate everything they possibly could to win, to get this person. And when you start doing that, you take extreme dangerous measures to make that happen, because all you care, where you start doing these, and it was obvious to me right away, like you'd see these guys go, the scale drop like, 20 pounds in like a day or two. And it's like, dude, you don't lose body fat that fast. Like you just can't possibly even exercise enough that, I mean, water manipulation like crazy, manipulating their sodium, they're manipulating their 800 calories and then training 8 hours a day. Are you fucking kidding?
They're starving them.
Yeah, you got to watch yourself. I mean, most of these competitive environments are not conducive to, proper changes that, take a long time to produce. Like, if you're going to be competitive about it, you're going to take chances and you're going to try and accelerate progress by ramping the intensity up, by, starving yourself, by manipulating your water, by, all these different things that people do that show change in an immediate fashion. They don't last. And that's what's glorified. And that's the biggest problem I have with like most things people see on TV, not just, Biggest Loser. Like, this is CrossFit. This is all these other games that like, the problem is, like, I love games. Like, I love to compete. I love sporting events and all that. But I want that to be based off of a skill. I don't want that to be based. That's why people say, oh, CrossFit's a sport. And, bullshit. I'm just going to say that right now, because like, I don't want to see people doing something that they think is, health related. Like, this is attached with health. Like, no, that's a skill. That's a skill. Like, think of it as a skill. Like,
it's like watching pro football and being like, that's attached with
health. Right. That's what I'm trying I'm trying to hammer that home, because like, people, they tend, like, your average person will see people that are shredded, or like even in MMA, right, for instance, like those guys are shredded because the demand is insane, and they produce at this really high level that they've done all these skills and their body reflects that, but man, do they take damage.
Did you hear Brendan Schaub talking about that?
No, what he said?
Oh yeah, he's kidding. He was letting the cat out of the bag on that right now. He's predicting in his industry on how much shit's going to change in the next 10 to 15 years when they start having studies on all these fighters after all these years of taking this pounding and abuse and stuff like that to them, on what it's doing to them mentally. Real similar to what we saw with the NFL, and even though that a lot of that got brushed under the rug and everything like that with concussions and stuff, he's saying the same thing. All these getting guys to pass out and taking, abuse, getting hit nonstop like that. Like,
well, I think here's the thing. If you don't address, so a lot of times, most people at least start exercise because they want to look better. Okay. Mm-hmm. But why do they want to look better? Because they want to feel better about themselves. Let's examine that for a second. They don't give a shit about anything else. And this is understandable. I'm not hammering on these people. I'm just saying they don't care about anything else. They just want to look better, because just looking better, which by the way has zero to do with their health or well-being, just the way they look will make them feel better about themselves. So this is what drives all these sales of all these different programs and supplements and stuff like that, where what we're trying to do is we're trying to help people feel better about themselves before they get to that point. And what you'll end up finding is if you really start to feel better about yourself, understand your body, do things, and when I say the right way, I mean the healthy way, the long-term way, because not to scare anybody, but if you do like in extreme cases, like what the Biggest Losers people are doing, or in less extreme cases, but much more common cases, like I've seen 100 times with clients where they've come to me, wanting to lose weight, but they've already lost it 4 times before. And the way they did it was through shit tons of exercise and really, you know, depriving themselves of calories and starving themselves. What ends up happening is each time you do that, it gets harder and harder. And you will get to a point where your body is going to fight back in a big way. And you will lose that battle. I promise you. You will never win that battle. I've had, I can't count how many times I've had, and it's more common with women than men. And I think it's, again, because of the societal pressures to look a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
But I've had more times than I can count women come to me, and I am in almost disbelief at how damaged their metabolisms are, to the point where I have to convince them, don't expect to lose a single pound for a year. For 1 year, don't expect to lose a single pound. We have to fix you first. We have to fix all that shit that just happened. Now, imagine that woman who came to me, who has tied the way she feels about herself to her look, and she's coming to this trainer, and this trainer just told her, you're going to look the same for about a year. All we're going to do is we're going to try and fix you. Yeah. That's either A, she's going to accept it and believe me, which sometimes happens, and sometimes they reject.
Yeah.
They reject it. Because no, who wants to hear that shit?
Mm-mm. Well, you know, I think I've shared this before on Mind Pump. This is why you have a minimum contract with me. I will not take some, like back when I first started training and you needed clients and you were trying to get clients all the time, like you would take anything and everything. Clients you didn't like to train, people that want just one session, 10 sessions, whatever, like you would train anything. Where now, like I won't even let you enroll with me unless I have at least a 3-month commitment, because I already know how much you're going to be fighting me with me telling you like, no, we're not going to be losing weight right now. No, we're not doing that. Right now, we're getting you healthy. Right now, we're focusing on that. And that's a little bit of a process. And if they're not committed to me for the next month, well, then in the first month, they're going to be like, well, man, I hired this guy, I paid him all this money, and I'm still the same weight that I was 30 days ago. Why would I do that? Why would I pay him anymore?
Let me read you some stats right here. Okay, these are not typical stats. I will admit that this individual I identified quite early on probably has great muscle building genes. It's a female. It's one of our forum members. Reached out to me a long time ago, so I helped her out. And initially, it took us. So she was having symptoms, poor health symptoms, and a lot of it was related to metabolic damage. In the past, she had lost weight through running sometimes up to 3 times a day. She would run for 30, 45 minutes. She'd severely restrict her calories. She'd do these crazy juice cleanses. And over the years, she would get really, really skinny, and then she'd gain weight back, and then she'd get really, really skinny and gain weight back. And so when she came to me, some of her symptoms included things like she would get dizzy, energy was low, she would gain weight on anything over 1,200 calories, she would gain weight. Just all these different things. And so I helped her and I told her, just like I told you guys right now, what I'll tell people is that, okay, don't expect any changes physically in terms of how you look or body fat percentage or anything like that for a little while. I want you to pay attention to other signs that your body's responding. Energy. Is the dizziness gone? Do you find cravings are changing? Is your skin changing? How does your gut feel? Mood, how is your mood? You know, these are all signs that people don't pay attention to because we're conditioned to just look at the scale and the mirror and nothing else, right?
Yeah.
So it was a struggle. I had to constantly reaffirm and, you know, help, you know, and convince her on a regular basis, like, trust me, this is a process, trust me. So that was about 4 months of work. Finally, last month in April, the beginning of April, I could see, based upon what she was telling me, that her body is getting healthy. She's no longer getting that dizziness. She's no longer getting these crazy dips in energy. Her cravings were changing. Her skin was changing. She was getting stronger. She kept telling me, like, oh, I feel strong in the gym. I said, what do you mean? She goes, well, besides the weights going up, I just feel like I'm stronger. You know, I feel more solid. I feel like I can push my workouts harder. And I would coach her and could say, listen, don't go crazy. Don't go overdo it. But that's a good sign. So finally, I said, okay, all the signs are good. I think it's time now that we focus on your goal. Her goal was, you know, burning some body fat. From April 20th till May 25th, the other day, her body fat percentage dropped over 2%. And she gained over 4 pounds of lean body mass in that short period of time. So her weight almost didn't change on the scale, or actually it might have gone up a little bit, I think. Mm-hmm. But she got leaner, built more muscle, and she told me, she goes, "Wow, Sal, for, you know, for the last month now, you told me we're going to focus on, mm-hmm. you know, getting these goals. Like, my weight hasn't changed on the scale." So I did the math for it, and I'm like, "Actually, it has. You've just gained some muscle." And let me explain to you something. You're eating now, you know, you're averaging between 1,400 to 1,500 calories a day. You're working out way less. You're not doing 3 times a day of cardio. If anything, you're doing cardio 2 or 3 days a week. Not only did you not gain any weight, you got leaner and you built some muscle. How do you feel about that? And she was just like, "Holy shit. Like, you've, like, my metabolism's getting fixed. Like, these things, it's starting to fucking mm-hmm. work." Yeah. And so if you're on that path right now, you got to trust the process. It reminds me of, like, when you watch, like, you know, kung fu movies and stuff when we were kids, and there's that kung fu master, and the student's like, "You know, I want to learn right now." And the master's like, you know, hits him across the head.
"Show
like,
me the death touch."
Yeah. And right? He's like, no. You know, it's like,
go wax on, wax off.
Yeah. And if they don't real, you know,
you got to paint the fence, son.
And yes. They don't realize, you know what I mean?
Why am I doing this?
Exactly.
This doesn't make sense.
Yeah. But they just don't realize.
On a side note, didn't you want to just kick the shit out of Tony LaRusso? What's his name? The Karate Kid guy.
You don't like him?
Dude, I was all about Cobra Kai.
What?
Yeah.
Of course you were.
He was such a wuss.
No.
That
man.
Whole movie, man.
He kicks the end of my face.
He totally looks like what I look like as a kid, so I liked him.
Me too, dude.
Yeah, Sal and I kind of look like
they're
that.
Picking on me.
Bro, I totally related to him, dude.
Come on.
He was an Italian kid.
Come on.
Learning his martial art. Actually, he was kind of a badass.
I related to John.
He hit that kid at the beach, dude. Like, he defended himself. Got his ass kicked and he kept fucking with him.
Yeah, but then he just kept, like, prodding him the whole time. Like,
exactly.
Like, leave it alone.
Yeah. You know, I had a situation.
Johnny all day.
That was my situation in school. I had some fucking thugs that came after me a bunch of times.
Did you do the crane?
I didn't do the crane, dude, but because I wouldn't shut my mouth, I continuously got problems.
Can we get a picture of him doing the crane? We got to get a picture of him
doing the crane.
For sure.
I don't know if I can get my leg that high. I'm not wearing underwear today. I don't know if I want to.
Oh, my God. Oh, yeah. Don't lift your leg.
You might look down the...
Doug, you know, is looking right there. Yeah. So,
you know, I feel like this is an important time to talk about this, too, because listening you talk about just it being a journey and a process, like... You know, I've had feedback before with some people that I thought for sure would actually already be following our program because they're fans of the show. And they're like, "Oh, it's just, you know, I was thinking about it's so expensive. Why is your program so expensive compared to like all these other programs that, you know, I've seen this guy," and they start rambling off people like, you know, "it's only like $47 for this and $27 for that." And starts like a price thing like that. And I'm like, you know, here's the thing with our program is that when we design this, and I guess it's hard because what we're doing, I feel like, is different than what everybody else is doing.
Of course it is.
So there's nothing I can compare it to somebody to give them an analogy of like, you need to understand that the whole vision and goal for us was to not only provide a program for someone to follow to get them results, but also to educate them and teach them along the way, which is why it's paired with the podcast and why we highly recommend everybody gets on the forum. Because the idea is that we take you through this process together with learning through Mind Pump, with also being on the forum where you get to go with everybody else that's going through the program. And we talk about it. We talk about your journey as you hit speed bumps, as you go into something and you're like, "Hey, I noticed this," or "I don't like this," or "What's a better way to do this?" Or, you know, "Can you check my form on that?" Like, that is the idea, is that we don't just say, "Here's a piece of paper with these exercises and follow this rep count for 7 to 8 weeks and we're going to get you shredded." Like, come on, dude. Like, no, that's not what we design, and that's not what we're going to design. And when people tell me that and they compare it to somebody's program online, like, that's what those are. And I can rip those out all day long. So if you'd rather me sell you fucking 50 of those for $27, I could do that all day long.
Well, let's be real. You can go on YouTube and get videos of free exercises and shit all day long. If you want, you can spend $0. Check it out. Would you rather waste $5? Or would you rather invest, I don't know, $600 that gave you, you know, 3 times the return? I mean, that's really what we're talking about here. Mm-hmm. You can take your money and, you know, burn it in the fireplace, or spend no money but get nothing back from it, or worse, get worse off because of it. Or you can invest in something that is truly going to give you what you're looking for, or even what you may not be looking for. Because, you know, it's funny. I got another message from somebody who had just found our show a few weeks ago. And these messages are becoming more and more common. This kid, a young guy, he's like, "Oh, I love your show. You know, you guys, I can't believe all the stuff I used to believe." And he goes, "I've already burned through about 100 plus episodes in a couple weeks," which, by the way, that's like 50 hours worth of Mind Pump. And so
I'd love to hear that. You know what? We should, you should do a post. Maybe you're on Mind Pump or your page, one of the pages, do a post where we find out. I would like to hear the most
average amount.
No, no, the most amount of episodes ever listened to in like a week or something like that. Like who's banged out the most?
Well, I'd like to know what the average is.
I've heard some crazy numbers. Yeah, I've heard some crazy numbers.
Well, when I read this, first of all, I get very touched that, okay, this, you know, he felt compelled enough to reach out. Mm. I'm glad we're helping him. Now, as a business person, because I am also a business person, when I'm reading this entire message, this is what stands out to me. The kid listened to 100 plus episodes in like a couple weeks. That's 50 hour. And it was a part-time job. He had a part-time job listening to Mind Pump voluntarily for a couple weeks. So in my mind, and I hear a lot of people say this, not exactly 100 episodes, but I hear a lot of people saying, I keep hearing that, binge listening. So that makes me excited because it tells me that we have, you know, that kind of addictive appeal that, you know, really successful TV series and stuff like that have. So that's good. But I also want to know why, what made you feel so motivated to do that? Because that's a lot of time spent.
Mm-hmm.
So I asked the kid, I said, well, you know, if you don't mind me asking, you know, I'm a business person. I'm always real open and upfront. Like, why did you listen to like 50 hours of Mind Pump in a couple of weeks? Like, what made you do that? And he told me, he says, look, he goes, you know, when I would start listening to your show, I realized that I didn't know that there was a lot I didn't know. And the way he explained it was he just was unaware that he didn't know. It wasn't like he knew he didn't know. And he's like, oh, I need to learn because I don't know anything. Like if I'm going to go learn how to fly a jet, you know I don't know how to fly a jet. I know there's going to be a lot of things I need to learn. I think I know how to walk. I walk every day. But imagine if someone came up to me and said, you have no idea how to walk. And then boom, they open my eyes. I'm like, holy fuck, I had no idea. There was all these things about walking. I didn't know. That's how he explained it. Like I had no idea because he's been working out for years. He follows lots of fitness, you know, personalities. He considered himself very informed. And he's like, I had no idea that I didn't know. And so when I would listen to an episode, it was like, he's like, I felt thirsty for more. So then I replied to him and I'm like, well, okay, so you like to read and stuff. Are you one of those kinds of people that likes to seek out information? He said, yeah, I kind of do. He goes, it's also entertaining. The way you guys kind of deliver it, it's easy for me to assimilate, which makes me really happy. It makes me really happy that we're able to do that. Well, but it also makes me realize, man, there's a lot out there. There's a lot of work
to be done. This is what I mean by how the podcast, the program, how everything all works together.
Exactly.
You know that, and I think, at least for me, like my vision always was that I wanted to find a way. How do I find a way to provide the service that
this
charge?
This is free.
Yeah.
Can I remind everybody?
Oh, yeah. Mind Pump
is
free. Yeah.
This is free for a reason.
Yeah.
It's because we want to give to you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And like maybe our programs might be a bit on the pricey side, but you have three of us that have like 15 plus years experience between each of us. You know, and I hate to use the word curating because I think it's a stupid word, but really like between our own personal experience, like training hundreds and hundreds of clients, you know, we've come together to kind of fashion this. Okay, what's the meat and potatoes? You know, let's bring it back to the root of what everybody could benefit from. And then we can expand on that by having a forum and we can all collaborate. This is a collaboration, you know, that all three of us as a business transitioning from training one-on-one clients to now helping as many of you people as we possibly can. Well, so this is all part of the process.
And people that are just tuning in right now, it's nowhere near done.
Right.
Like we're,
oh, we haven't even started.
Yeah. I mean, this, like, we barely are finished with where we were doing with the maps program. We still got more maps to come. We still have got so much more of this to come full circle. And all of it is really providing a more seamless, better experience for you guys. But it's, you know, we're going through it right now. So those that have been here since day one, you know, they've got to watch the growth. But if you just now dropped into Mind Pump like a week ago and stuff, you may think that, you know, you get on the website, you hear this, you sell that, oh, this is what they have to offer. Like, well, that's all we have right now because we're building everything. Like, it's not an overnight process, and it takes a lot of time and thought into what we do and what we build because we aren't just ripping out cookie-cutter workouts. We're designing a pathway that any human being can go through and find their own way through the podcast and the forum by getting extra education on top of the program, not just follow this and try and get ripped. No, it's like, let's learn about your body and let's do it together. And through either one, listening through the podcast, or like I said, too, being on the forum where you're connected to people that are going through the same process with you, where we're all helping and coaching each other.
Well, I'd like to say this too, because sometimes I think we come across like, you know, we know all this information. We're the geniuses of, you know, the industry. It's not true.
No, we lean on professionals in the industry like crazy.
We stand on the shoulders of giants. Yeah. This is the accumulation of our desire to learn in combination with our integrity, you know, to help people, that we have gathered information from the most brilliant minds, people that I can't even stand in their shadow. You know, people like, you know, Mark Ripto, or, you know, the West Side Barbell, you know, methods, or Smolov,
Greg
or
Cook,
Arnold Schwarzenegger, even, you know, some of the things he came up with in bodybuilding, and some of the old strongmen like Steve Reeves and Vince Guaranda. Like this is, you know, a lot of the information we assimilate and put together, it comes from these people.
Yeah,
like,
we're not reinventing anything.
We're not. I mean, trigger sessions, you know, people have talked about, you know, frequent low levels of stimulation in the past. Nobody just put it together and packaged it the way we have, and nobody was able to communicate it the way we have. Phasing your workouts has been around for a long time, but it was so complicated. Periodization was so complicated. It was based off of percentages and this and that and the other. We broke it down to different types of muscle adaptation, so you're training for specific ways, and then we explain to you why we do it a certain way.
Yeah.
We're telling you what not to do, you know, common problems like going to failure on every single set, for example. That's a big one, right?
Mm-hmm.
How muscles actually respond, how the body actually burns body fat. The gift that we have is that we're just really good at communicating this information. We happen to be, apparently, people like to listen to us talk. Luckily, we're not, you know, super boring, you know, trainers that nobody would want to listen to. And so we've got this, we're just very blessed that we're able to be able to present this information. But, you know, don't get any of this, you know, mixed up. We stand on the shoulders of giants, people who deserve more recognition than they got.
Yes.
People who deserve way more recognition than the freaking, you know,
biggest loser.
Yeah, and the biggest loser.
Please.
And, you know, flex and muscle and fitness, you know, and supplements and, you know, idiots with PhDs who pretend to know everything. Like, we, you know, we stand on the shoulders of people who actually had that integrity. You look at, like, companies like Westside Barbell. You can look up how they designed their programming for free. Very complicated. It's not easy for a lot of people to understand.
Mm-hmm.
It's not, you know, designed for different particular types of individuals. Very specific, but there's a lot of fucking incredible nuggets of information in there. And so when we design our programs, this is what we're doing. We're putting it together in a way that, and with a site where the average person can look at it, and within 5 minutes they can do it. They can understand it. They can do it. And then if they want to continue to understand, because yes, you can buy our program and just follow it and never listen to Mind Pump again, but that's not going to be truly successful. The true success comes from, you know, enrolling in one of our programs, following it, but you know, listening to Mind Pump along the way. And if you get on the forum, that's just, you know, that's another 5 points right there. But really learning and understanding how your body works is.
I would go further. And I know Doug is gonna get mad at me for saying this, but
hit the edit button.
Where's that little button thing?
I almost feel like you should have to go through X amount of episodes before you're even allowed to purchase.
You know what, dude? Let me tell you something. Nobody's buying our programs from listening to one episode. I guarantee you. Everybody who's enrolled in any of our you know how hard it is to sell a fucking program in fitness?
Oh,
you know how easy it is to sell a supplement?
I disagree with that.
You think
disagree with that? I disagree with that.
I think we have a certain number who come in after a very short period of
time. Yes, I definitely think there's, I mean, at this point it's grown this, but you got to think about this.
Okay? Maybe because they heard from someone else.
Well, exactly. Imagine you are somebody, and we know each other very well, and I find something and I say, Sal, you got to go check this out, buy this, I've been following it, I've changed, oh my God, and you respect my knowledge in the industry and whatever I'm doing. And then,
or even just because you're my friend.
Right, and you just go buy, and you don't, and you know what I'm saying? Like, you don't even, and then maybe you start listening from there, but that's where sometimes when people do that, they open it up and they're confused. Like, I don't get it. Where's all the magical exercises that I've never seen? I've seen all these movements before.
I was expecting unicorns.
You mean I spent all this extra money and there's not like this extra package that comes in here, or like a cool video, you know, where they're working out and I get pumped up before I go work out? Like,
you know what's funny? It's so crazy how...
oh my God. Can we talk about like some of these programs that have the guy just with his shirt off?
Yes.
Like there's like no content. It's just like, I'm flexing this way. Now I'm flexing this way.
You mean every single one of them?
Yeah, like everyone.
Most of them are like that.
Hilarious.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I'm gonna bring that element to these guys
too. It's crazy to me how
we have more time.
It's crazy you didn't do that in black.
Value, so much of value many times is just perception. Not always. There's supply, demand, all those economic laws. But there's also this interesting thing about perception. Like, okay, our most expensive program, if you paid in full, is $147. That's MAPS Performance. If you didn't do the payment plan, you just wanted to buy MAPS Performance, $147. Okay. And people might be like, oh, that's a lot of money for a program. But they wouldn't even blink twice if I sold them like a 60-day supplement stack containing the most exotic nutrients from, Antarctica or whatever.
For $297, right?
For $300 or $500. People are like, I bought this. I did the HCG injectable, diet program, and I spent $1,000 on these injections because it's bullshit. You know what I'm saying?
Though.
Yeah, like, it's funny to me. It's interesting to me. There's nothing more important that you can invest in when it comes to changing how you look and feel, aside from nutrition, than your workout.
Right.
That's it. Everything else falls into a category of 1%.
And then, what I love, which I know that, we hit on sometimes is the NEAT process. So why I'm bringing that up is because, yes, it's all about the exercises. Yes, it's all about the workouts and all this. But what is that, leading towards? It's leading towards a more active lifestyle. It's leading towards you wanting to move more and getting involved in more things and having a body that's able and strong and capable of, lots of different things. Like, who doesn't want to do that? Who doesn't want to focus on that? Who wants to just sit around and be in pain and, live the rest of their lives, along that line and think of the gym as like, oh God, I gotta get the gym because I have to look a certain way. I gotta go to the gym, gotta look a certain way.
Beautiful. Because imagine this, if you're listening right now, I want you to imagine this. Imagine a future where you want to exercise.
Should we close our eyes?
No. Keep your eyes. I don't trust it with my eyes closed.
Half people are driving with it. Close your eyes.
No, imagine this right now. Imagine wanting to exercise, not because it's a compulsion or an addiction, but because you truly enjoy it. It feels good. Imagine you're eating healthy, not because you want to stay skinny, but because that's the food that tastes good. That's the food that feels good. That's the food that you actually want to eat most of the time. Imagine if being lean, healthy, looking good, being strong, having mobility were not a byproduct of grinding, forced work where you're forcing yourself to do something that you fucking hate and it's horrible and it sucks.
Imagine all the bullshit.
Exactly. Imagine if that was the byproduct.
The wind.
That song is just great. Imagine if it was just a byproduct of something that you truly enjoyed and wanted to do. Ladies and gentlemen, that is very possible. And that is your future if you follow some of the advice that we give. And if you go and you take that kind of longer, windy path, you stop listening to the 30-day promises, you stop listening to the, the photoshopped athletes, you started listening to people who actually trained individuals, you started following proper exercise programs.
Get them.
If you forgave yourself for the mistakes you've made in the past and you say to yourself, hey, I'm ready to do this the right way, and if you're ready to accept the kind of changes in your body that initially you might not even see on the scale, but you start to feel, and I promise you, you will look better than you've ever looked in your entire life, and it's going to be permanent.
Laying it down.
It'll be permanent.
I know. I'm
going to buy the program right now.
That gets me fired up.
I should.
I just got on my phone right now, and I just got the bundle right now, dude. Gee, I'm just sold right there.
Well,
Jesus.
Well, how could you not be?
That might be a good place to end the episode. I tell you what, if you like Mind Pump, please leave us a 5-star rating and review on iTunes. Check out mindpumpmedia.com. That's where we have all these programs, expert exercise program. We also have guides on how to eat, your nutrition, on how to fast.
Get on the fucking forum.
Get on the forum.
Get on the forum. You seriously, like,
it's a tornado of support, ideas, integrity, and fun and entertainment. It's a great place. By the way, leave us a great review and you might get a free t-shirt. Oh, and check us out on Instagram, Mind Pump Radio. You can find me at Mind Pump Sal, Adam at Mind Pump Adam, and Justin is at Mind Pump Justin.
Thank you for listening to Mind Pump. For more information about this show and to get valuable free resources from Sal, Adam, and Justin, visit us at www.mindpumpradio.com. Until next time, this is Mind Pump.